for your Chapter 5 assignments on stocks, you're going to be doing some research. And you could always use a library, because libraries are very cool, and the librarians, although they look mean and nasty, are actually incredibly powerful individuals. So you want to get on the librarian's good side. But the internet makes life so easy. It does, it does. Not necessarily better, in my humble opinion, but easier. And so we're going to show you some internet-related, internet finance-related websites. And by far the best one used to be Yahoo. Not anymore. They keep destroying it, and I don't understand why, but now that it's owned by Verizon, I don't know what's going to happen. But we're interested in the finance page. So here's the Yahoo homepage, and the advertisement, thankfully, is not working. I like that when that happens. But pick finance, and this used to be the best free finance website, but not anymore. So we're going to show you how to search for a company. Now, they want you to do it up here. They want you to type in the company here, because then what it does is it does an internet search, which is what, you know, Google's famous for, and that's Yahoo somehow thinks that they're going to regain the lead of that they lost, you know, 15 years ago, but obviously not. So this is where you want. You see where it says quote lookup? This is what you want. So let's take a look at, I don't know, Home Depot. We type H-O-M-E-D-E-P. Ah, so you want Home Depot. Now, I happen to know, I knew that HD was the symbol for Home Depot. But you'll learn that. You'll learn your favorite stocks, and you'll learn what the symbols are. Be careful, because there's also a Home Depot in Mexico and Buenos Aires and Germany and Munich. So they're obviously, you see, Home Depot is being traded on other exchanges. But here, you're looking for New York Stock Exchange. So click right there. And it brings up what Yahoo calls the summary page. And the summary page, there's a few other pieces of information that'll be interesting, important later on. But for the summary page is what we mostly are interested in, because we look what to start. It shows us how it did this day, and we can look at it over 6 months and year, and we'll go into this charting later on. But here's the data you're looking for, the market capitalization. See, here's the bid and the ask price. Now, the market is closed, so you really can't trust these prices. They're not fresh, so to speak, so don't really trust them. But what does this times 800 mean? You can learn about that later on. But price-to-earnings ratio, earnings per share, when the next earnings date is going to be, that's one of the other assignments, the other Chapter 5 assignment, look in the earnings calls. Here's the amount of dividends they will pay you every year, $4.12. They should really have a dollar sign there. And that amounts to $2.23 2.23%. Very cool. And then it's going to go ex-dividend. What does that mean? You'll learn about that later on. But tech target, why is it, this is a little confusing. I guess the dividend's not coming up for quite some time, so this is the past dividend, because that's back in November. And then here, Yahoo is selling for $182.92, but the analysts think that in next year it's going to be selling for $202. Now, it doesn't mean they're right. And then what Yahoo does is put all these headlines, and some of them have to do with the Home Depot. I'm sorry, did I say Yahoo selling? No, Home Depot. We're at Yahoo, and they believe Home Depot in a year was going to be worth $202.89, but that doesn't mean it right. Now, so now we see articles. Some are about Home Depot, some are about just finance, and some are really just advertisements, and you'll see those are the ones that say sponsored, like this guy, Fisher Investments. He wants you to have at least $500,000, and then he'll take your money. I mean, he'll give you services for an outrageous amount of money every year, but that's just him. Anyway, so you're not interested in those, right? Right? This is the data we're interested to start with. And then later on, we'll start playing with historical data. Look at the here's the one thing you should do is look at the profile. It tells you, where's the profile? In the profile, it tells you where they're based and next dividend date, which, the last time they paid a dividend was December 13th, for another few months. So play around with this. We'll discuss options later on, the financial statements later on. So play around and see, get lost. I know it sounds, here's the sector, here's the industry. I know it sounds a little pejorative. I don't want you to get lost in a nasty way. I want you to start playing around and searching around. One of the things that they got rid of, which really upsets me, is the competitors. There used to be a link that showed you their competitors, because whenever you look at an individual company, you got to look at their competitors. You can't just look at the company in a vacuum, right? Every company has competitors. And then you want to look at their suppliers, and you want to look at their customers if they go business to business. So you literally, I'm not saying in a nasty way, get lost. Just start immersing yourself, and then go someplace else, and you'll be surprised. You'll be amazed at what you find. And so I try not to find something. It sounds a little zen, doesn't it? I am searching, but at the same time, I am not searching. And I'd like to see where I wind up, and it sounds a little ridiculous. But anyway, play with Yahoo Finance, because it's still pretty darn good for a free website. And now let's take a look at another website, and that's called MarketWatch. MarketWatch is the Wall Street Journal's free website, because the Wall Street Journal charges you to use their website. And I don't really think it's that great. I mean, the Wall Street Journal, you can go to the library, and I don't think it's that great. In fact, it's been taken over by Fox News, so it's politically become a propaganda arm. But the MarketWatch is very, very different, and it gives you a lot of good information. But the search is a little funny here. So again, here's it's like a little magazine talking about what the news of the day with sometimes. It's more than just finance, but it's usually having to do with finance. But here's where you search. So you enter a symbol or a keyword, or in this case, we're going to type Home Depot. And it says, oh, we think you want the Home Depot on the New York Stock Exchange. There's the Mexican Home Depot and the German Home Depot and all the other ones. But no, we want this one. We want this one. And if we now remember that the symbol is HD, all we really have to do is type HD. And it gives us their summary page and much of the same information, but it's not as easy to find, in my humble opinion, as Yahoo. They do all these kind of strange things, put these things in. How do you get at it? I don't know how to get it away from me. But there's the PE ratio, the earnings per share, the dividend yield. Now they give you the dividend per quarter. You have to be careful. I wish they would tell you that. Whereas you remember Yahoo, it said $4.13, only $4.15, $4.12. This is giving you $1.03 because dividends are paid quarterly. There's the shares outstanding, and so they have different information, and you got to sort of play around. And again, there's these. I wish I could get rid of this guy. If I click on that, I know it's going to do something completely. I know it's going to do something. I got rid. No, I didn't get rid of it. Anyway, back to top. Let's see if that does it. Nope, forget it. I got rid of it. Yay. Oof, I hate the internet. Oh, here it comes back again. But play around with this guy right here and see if you like MarketWatch. Now let's go to Bloomberg. Bloomberg is often noted by many people who are in the industry. When I meet other brokers, they say, well, I found that I'm up on Bloomberg. But they usually pay extra because Bloomberg has their Bloomberg terminal, which I've never actually used, so I don't know. But supposedly it's the one of choice by many people who have to pay, right? And so, again, it's the same idea. You got to, where's the search? There's the search. It's not as easy to use as, I'm not going to say it's not easy, but it's just different. So, again, let's type in HD, and it says, oh, you want the Home Depot in the U.S. Okay, so let's go to Home Depot. And, again, they all have similar stuff to what we've seen before. and doesn't have that thing getting in our way. But not as much, not as much. And you got to, what do you go down? You got to go down here to find more statistics. There's the P/E ratio, the dividend 2.25%. Again, they're showing you quarterly $1.03, and then they want you, you see, they want you to subscribe. And I'm not sure how much it costs. I don't think it's very expensive, but it's definitely they want you to upgrade. Speaking of upgrades, another company is Morningstar, which you may have used for your mutual fund research. I hope you did, because it's one of the two big ones. This one and Lipper. Lipper's is giving more free stuff. They didn't used to give anything free on the web and the internet, but now they do. They're now owned by another company called Reuters and Thomson, and so you used to have to go to the library to get the Lipper stuff. But the Lipper stuff, I think, is better than Morningstar. But Morningstar is definitely more popular. And they're going to hit you with things. Register, premium, come on, sign up for our – sign up. We want you to sign up, but we don't want to sign up. So let's type in HD, and we want Home Depot. And they have their take on the information that you are going to be – reporting. Cool. So play. See which one you like best. There are others. One of the worst ones, and I'm not saying that with a nasty, they even said they would say, there, we want you to sign up for $20 a month, $50 a month. One of the worst financial websites is finance.google.com. And when Google went public in 2004, they said publicly, we are never going to have a good finance website. I don't know why. I have no idea why they don't want to have a good finance website, because pretty much everything they do well. And I just check it just to see, you know, what's going on with the Dow, the S&P, the NASDAQ. And there's a few other things that you can sneak in there. They'll remember things that you've looked at. It shows you some of the world markets. So it's not bad, but it's not good. So if we type in Home Depot HD, and then it'll give us some information on HD, but not a whole lot and not very useful. And news, shopping, books, I don't understand. But, oh well, they said that it was not going to be a good finance website, and they were right. And speaking of which, if you looked at the portfolio, you'll notice I use Yahoo. It's not bad, the portfolio. Check it out. And also, MarketWatch will let you create a sample portfolio, too. Google used to, but no more. So play. See which one you like. If you find a better one, tell me. We're always looking for better internet-free websites. So bring honor and glory to Southwestern, dear students. Study every day and enjoy. Get lost. In a nice way, of course.